Have you been to the museum before?
A long time ago with the children when they were very small.
So what attracted you to Campfire Stories?
Well, a friend of Sedgel's, so she asked if we'd like to come and support her. Yeah.
And did anything resonate, any of the stories for you?
Yeah, lots of them actually. I mean, I haven't got the same sort of story of moving countries, but definitely talking about community, family, food, even things like suitcases and clocks that were old objects, and the toilet paper just brought back childhood memories, and you realise how many years have gone by.
And do you think that method worked, passing a basket around with birds and objects?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I thought that was really good, because everybody can then sit and have their own personal memory as well, which, you know, often doesn't seem like a huge deal to anyone else, but it just brings some memory back.
Did you have the courage to stand up and tell your story?
No.
Why not?
I didn't know if it was interesting enough, really.
But did you find the stories you heard interesting?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Is there anything in particular you heard?
Yeah. Well, I think all of the four having to leave their countries and their heritage and start again with very few belongings is really a huge thing.
Do you think people in the children's are aware that there are people who are not like us, white, middle class, posh and English, living here?
Well, I hope so. You would think that times are changing and people are beginning to appreciate, you know, the benefits of mixing and getting to know people's stories.
And do you think that's something that COAM should be doing? Is it the duty of the museum?
I think it's a great thing. I think the youngsters are probably a lot better at it, and I'm hoping as time goes on, probably we might see a greater change, because our children are brought up with a much more diverse pool of friends, perhaps, and different attitudes. So things will change, I'm sure.
And are you now going to enjoy warming up around the campfire?
Definitely.
What did you think of the setting, the old barn?
It's absolutely beautiful, actually, yeah. It's worthy of being on one of these sort of home makeovers, I think. Make a nice house out of it, but no, not seriously. It's beautiful. It's really lovely. And the gingham blankets on the hay. Yeah, very rustic. Yes, that was lovely. Really nice.
So what attracted you to this event, to Campfire Stories?
We're very interested in the whole refugee story, and I've also volunteered for Refugee Week in Amersham, which we've just founded last year. So very interested in how we get more people from other communities into the museum environment, and how we make sure we're reaching other people that don't think heritage is for them. So I was very interested to hear the stories and see how the event was run.
Do you think this setting works? Was it an informal atmosphere?
Yes, yeah, I like that, really like that.
Yeah, it's lovely, really lovely. Very
and
special
I really
place.
Thought the basket was a great idea to sort of inspire. Yeah. We would have loved a little bit more background right at the start. We both felt that they're all such interesting people. We'd have liked them to perhaps have a slightly longer introduction and tell a bit more about themselves and their stories. But that's literally the only thing I could criticise, but it was all very good.
We're of a certain age, so the prompts were, you know, it reminded me of my grandparents, really. But that's like Irish and English. Yeah. But so that was quite interesting. It was like going down memory lane for all of us, really.
For me, being a Brummie, I grew up very much in a... lots of Jamaican friends, so actually I was very interested in the Jamaican side. My dad was very involved with jazz in Birmingham, and hearing the Jamaican story, I thought I really enjoyed that, because again, I think in Buckinghamshire we have very little West Indian community. We have a lot of Asian community, but not West Indian, so that immediately took me back to Birmingham and my friends in Birmingham. So for me, I love the Caribbean side.
And is storytelling something you enjoy? Is it something that you experienced in your own family when you were growing up?
Yeah, very much so.
And my husband is a British-born Chinese, and a lot of his family are over here. So they tell a lot of stories. Like, his mother tells a lot of stories about when she was born in Malaysia, and his father was from China. So there's lots of family stories there, which I find absolutely fascinating, actually, and how they integrated over here as well, and what they had to deal with.
Do you think it's important that museums and places like COAM, do you think they have a duty to tell the stories behind the objects, behind the buildings, behind the rest of the collection?
Yeah, totally. For me, that's how it brings it all to life.
Well, it engages with people as well, because there's always a route in somewhere. We can all, you know, you just see a colander. Well, to me, food is really important. That's my background. And I'm a great believer that food unites everybody. We all eat, we all have special foods that we love. We all have, we're talking about celebration. We all celebrate in different ways, and it's usually around a table or around a bowl of food. So that just sparks so many memories for everyone, you know, grannies who were great cooks, grannies who were rubbish cooks, whatever it might be, granny's special recipes, that, you know, anyone can tap into that. So
I completely agree. And also around the table is when the stories come out, isn't it? Is when you're eating a lovely special meal and there might be alcohol flowing, and that's when you get the stories from your great auntie or your grandparents.
And you get different generations around the table as well, very easily and informally. So,
are you now going to go and tell stories around the campfire? They're toasting marshmallows out there.
Of course we are, yeah. We might even listen to a few as well.
I'm not eating one half.
Can I ask what that is on the end of your stick?
It's a marshmallow.
Is it tasty? Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I'm enjoying the devil.
Did you enjoy listening to the stories in the barn?
Yeah.
Which story did you like best?
I liked when they told everything about the clock. I like the clock.
The clock?
Yeah.
What do you remember about the clock story?
Clock? But no one told me about clocks. No one speaks.
Did you enjoy the storytelling today?
I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it, and I heard things that were interesting that I hadn't heard before, but it also reminded me of the huge value that immigrants bring our country. And those who are against immigration are just not understanding the wealth and the goodness that is brought by people who come to this country from abroad.
Were there any particular themes or stories that resonated for you?
I like the yaki.
Food.
Food's good. The inspiration of Chief Nurse for the NHS. You know, where would we be without the input from people from abroad coming and working in our NHS? It's in a bad enough state with people. Without those people, we would have nothing. And the joy of that woman, the love in her heart that she spreads, it needs to be seen.
Is there anything you learned from being here today? Anything new?
It was just very nice being here with a group of people that are, you know, being positive about migration and about, you know, community and so on, when everything's so negative and polarised.
What did you think about the setting? Did it feel informal enough for people to get up and tell their story?
Oh yes, I think so. Yeah. No, it was it's nice being in an old building as well, and the story of that building itself. It was a little bit chilly, but otherwise it was fine.
But now you get to stand around the campfire and warm up again.
That is very nice.
Sejal, you were one of the storytellers. How did it feel telling your story in public?
Actually, I felt very comfortable. I think Jackie made us feel very comfortable, and I thought I was in a safe space. Obviously, the people who were there were interested in migrant stories, so I didn't feel I was going to be judged. I think it sparked up a lot of memories that I didn't know I had, and listening to other people as well, and especially the box afterwards, I'd forgotten about so much stuff from my history. It's amazing how even an old memory can work so well. So I felt very comfortable, but when I listened to some of the other stories, I just thought their stories are far more interesting.
I would disagree.
Your national, the card story that you told, I found that very moving, and that was in Uganda because of Idi Amin, but it reminded me of the situation of the Jews in Nazi Germany where they had to wear a yellow Star of David. I thought very similar.
Was that the most important point in the storytelling today for you? Was that the most resonant point?
Actually, yes. And I'd forgotten about it. So I'd really forgotten about it, because when I said those words, it made me realise that as a 7-year-old, I was no longer wanted in the country of my home. And how, as a 7-year-old, as much as I thought it was exciting, but how I was already marked out as different. So for me, it was a memory I'd obviously put away. And now when you hear of people othering migrants coming in, it reminded me I was made to feel like that in a country of my birth, and I could still be made to feel like that in this country. Although I've been here for 52 years and I'm British, I don't think there's any guarantee that I may not be kicked out of here. So,
but do you think an event like this in a museum can make any difference at all?
I think it could to the people who are here. Somebody made the comment to me just now that the people who are here are already converts. do we need to take this message out to people who don't quite understand the migration background, don't quite understand the history of colonialism? So the people here are probably already signed up to the programme. I think we need this message spread, and I think people like Karen, one of the speakers here, she needs to go into schools and talk to children who don't quite understand or their parents have never taught them.
I think as somebody said, it reminded me of the Shylock speech, actually, where someone, do we not all bleed? And do we not all have hearts? And do we not all want peace? And I think the power of that is huge.
Are you proud of your daughter taking part?
I am, of course.
She didn't say anything too embarrassing about your family history?
No, there's nothing embarrassing there, really.
What resonated for you in the stories that you heard today?
A lot of memories, brought back a lot of memories as being grown up in the West Indies, of mixed race, as you probably know. Yes, a lot of memories.
And what did you think of the setting in the old barn here? Did that work as an informal atmosphere?
Yeah, terrific area to have it in, isn't it? Yeah, really good, yeah, yeah. I was told to wrap up well before I leave, so we all did, didn't we?
Can I just ask the naughty brother, because there were obviously quite a few secret revelations coming out there.
There's
from
a lot that wasn't revealed, thank God. No, I'll be honest, I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, so you enjoyed having the chance to hear Karen
speak. I'm used to my sister speaking, to be honest with you. But I didn't know what to expect while coming, but I found it quite endearing.
And is it the first time you've come to this museum?
Absolutely, yeah. It's the first time, and I found it a lot more interesting and endearing than I thought I would, I'm not going to lie. I found it sweet, I was smiling the whole time I was in there, and it was nice to see such a diversity of people, which is how modern times are.
And we heard a little bit about your family history there.
Yeah.
Some quite funny moments, some slightly embarrassing moments. Was storytelling something that was prevalent in your family?
Well, they seem to tell more stories about me than I remember about everyone else, but it was important. You live for stories, ain't you?
And is it important to bring people together? I mean, different families, not just within the family, telling stories.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. I mean, I've got lots of friends and lots of different families myself. I mean, even with my partner, our family's completely different. I'm diverse in my friends and stuff, and families and mixtures, most important thing, definitely, definitely.
Well, thanks for coming. Do you think you'll come next year?
I definitely will. I'm telling you now, honestly, I had a smile on my face the whole time I was there. If you're really honest, I didn't know, we're coming to an open museum, we're sitting in the barn, we're going to speak, but my whole time, I guarantee my face was smiling for the whole time. Not with anticipation of my naughtiness, but with just the atmosphere, it was really nice. I'll definitely come again.
Did you enjoy Campfire Stories?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was just such a great way to bring people together and have a really important discussion around our heritage.
What did you think of the setting in the old barn there?
I loved it. I loved it. It gave that, and also the sheep were like joining in the background. I could hear them. So it's just the fact of being out in the open and the air and just being in that space and actually knowing that building is so incredibly old that you had the privilege of sitting there. How much things must have gone on in that barn alone from centuries ago.
And what themes resonated for you? There were lots of different objects and words, and I know your family was there as well. What resonated most for you?
I think definitely the family, because my mum being here was really important, and my brother, who is who was always my best friend growing up, and I was really lucky to have him. He was the older brother, so definitely family. Definitely the opportunity to share the stories and to hear from the other people that were there. So many things.
And now you're warming up around the campfire.
I am.
Toasting a marshmallow. I am. Is that a bonus for you?
It is, and you know, it's my first time. I've never roasted a marshmallow over an open fire before, and I've always wanted to do it. So the fact that I'm doing, and I've got a vegan one, and I charred it a little, but actually it tasted really nice. So I'm going for a second one now. So absolutely, icing on the cake. And also to get an opportunity to mingle with the people that attended, because that's really nice too, to hear from them.
Do you think there's a bit of a challenge to change the face of visitors to this museum?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously it's quite, having been here for the first time, it's not near to public transport, which creates its own challenge, so people will have to intentionally come here. So I think the more they get to hear about the events like these, the more I think you can draw people in, because it is
oh, it's so beautiful here, and I'm glad, and I'm a bit ashamed it's the first time I've been here now I'm here. So I think, yes, there will be a challenge, but I think the more that we can advertise and things that people can really connect with, I think you'll find that people will be drawn in, and also once you've been here once, you'll want to come back.
So what was the motivation for you? What made you decide to make that journey and make the effort to come here today?
Well, you, Jonathan, definitely. Thank you for the invite, and obviously Jackie, amazing, and having connected with both of you, that there was that general connection for me. And also, I work in Buckinghamshire. I don't live in Buckinghamshire, but I work here, and therefore half my life and half my time is spent here. So it was important for me to be here to share my story, of which there are many stories like that of people living here in the county. So it was important for me to make that journey, and I'm really glad that I did that. And what a way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Doesn't feel like work at all. It's all fun.
So now that you've told your story in public at Chiltern Open Air Museum, do you feel part of the Chiltern story? Do you feel Chiltern heritage is within you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great opportunity to be here, but also to feel really connected. And this part of the county, but the county as a whole, to feel really connected, absolutely. I think now I've heard that this recording will be in some archive, then absolutely, I'm definitely now part of that history.
I thought it was great. I learned a lot. And I was pleased to see that there were so many people there. So that was really great, yeah. And people seem to have enjoyed it, yeah.
How did you feel about telling your story in public?
I was fine about it. It's my story. I mean, you know, my right to tell it. So, yeah. I was just freezing cold, I'll tell you that. So that wasn't great.
Were there any particular themes that resonated with you? There were different words.
I'll tell you what really shook me, the identity card. And I thought, my God, how awful must that feel to have to not just be you, but you're identified by a card. And I thought about, we haven't learned anything. That was in the 70s. And in the 40s, the same thing happened to the Jewish communities where they had to be identified by a card or a star or something. And I think, you know, are we ever going to learn? That really was a thing that spoke to me more than anything else, actually.
What is it that persuaded you to come along and be a storyteller in the first place?
My friend Shelley put me in touch with Jackie, and I came down. I loved the place. I thought it was just stunning. And I thought, I can't believe I've lived in this era for 38 years. I never knew this existed. And when they talked about what they're doing and seeing all the things that they had renovated and stuff, I thought, this is really great. So yes, I'll do it. And then I've regretted it every day since.
But how do you feel now you've done it?
I feel fine, because people seem to have learnt a lot, and I learnt a lot, yeah.
Was storytelling something that was important in your upbringing during your childhood? Was storytelling something your
don't
family did?
I think so, no. I mean, it was such a long time ago. God, this is amazing history to be part of all this, and speaking in this place, and how many voices there'd been before, and what did they say. Yeah, so that for me was really exciting.
Were you in the barn?
Yes.
Where are you from?
We are originally from Ukraine.
What attracted you to this event today, Campfire Stories?
Because it's our topic now as well, and I think for us we can see that despite anything you have in your life, your future could be like happy anyway. So it was a pleasure to hear all the speakers, their stories, and how brave and now happy they are.
Were there any particular stories today that were meaningful for you?
I think all of them, especially memories about the childhood and thing about books, because I left my books at home as well. So I think I recall these memories. Yeah.
What did you think of the setting? Was it informal? Did it feel like a safe space to tell your story?
I would say yes. It's a safe place, and I wanted to add, we need this to see other people's stories, other people's experience, and that we can came through this as well, and get over from this, and this inspire us, and I suppose it can help us to think about future positively.
Is this the first time you've both visited the museum?
Yes, it was the first time. Yeah.
Do you think you'll come again?
Well, hopefully it's very nice. Actually, we were talking when, on our way here that maybe we can make some events for children, because we have a large community in Amersham, Hilltops community, and we would like to make something for them.
Do you think this is a setting where you could tell your story about leaving Ukraine and why that happened?
I think so, yeah. I would love to, if people want to hear. I don't mind to share my stories, even though for some of them it could be extreme probably, because I'm from a very famous city now. But yeah, I would like them to know, because we can't stop Ukraine go off from newspapers. We need to tell our stories. We need more support. And we here, even though we're safe, we need to remember about all our families and our fellows back in Ukraine. And we need them support as much as we can. And that's why for us, sharing stories, even if they hurt us, we still have to do that.
Do you think it's important that your story is heard?
I think it's important all our stories been heard, because Ukraine is pretty big country and we all have different experience. And even though you don't have like a bomb in your city, you still change your life completely and you still left something back in your country. And we were happy with our life. It's not like we know the people who from Pakistan or Syria, how they were living. We knew the stories, and we now know even more, because some of them we can meet here. But for us, compared to them, we had a privileged life, and we were very lucky, and we didn't know about that. So yeah, I would like people to know more about Ukraine and our culture and a war that's still going on.
And do you think that's something that Chilton Open Air Museum could help with?
If they want to, if they can, yeah, why not? Yes, please invite us.